Well, good afternoon, everyone. This meeting of the Economic Development Committee for Monday, July 6th at 11 a.m., a few minutes late, is being called to order. And good to see everyone. We have a sparse crowd, but I guess that's kind of how we have to keep it these days anyway. So our first item after call to order is the approval of the minutes from the May 4th, 2020 meeting. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval?
Yeah. A second. Thank you. We have a motion and an approval. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 No opposed. Thank you. The third item is public comments, and other than our folks that are here for a presentation, do we have any, because they will be sharing that with us then, do we have anyone else with public comments today for economic development? Seeing none, we will move on to item four, which is the presentation from the at 401 East Cooper Incubator Group, tech incubator. And would either one or both of the gentlemen that would you like to come up and speak to us today? Great. And if you will, hey there, if you will, just state your name and address for the minutes.
Hi, everybody. It's Noah Lesk. I'm at, no?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you can go ahead and remove your mask.
Remove
so we can
mask, thank
yes.
you. I don't know the rules. Noah Lesk, I've got several properties here. My home address is 2705 Parker's Landing Road, North Mount Pleasant. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to introduce Daniel Stern. We're going to talk about an incubator that's already actually happening. I think we have like seven companies already signed up for it. So anyway, we just want to introduce it to you guys in the town. Thank you. Without further ado, there it is, the voice, right? Without further ado, here's Daniel. Thank you.
Hey guys, Daniel Stern. I'm actually a James Island guy, 813 Shoots Valley Drive. But happy to be working here in Mount Pleasant for NOAA. I'm the new CDO at Lesk Industries. And I'm going to take this one. These are awkward. And one of the things we started when I came over was utilizing 2,000 square feet of space he has for a tech incubator, accelerator slash incubator program for startup businesses. It's something that Noah is obviously very passionate about, and it's something that I have work experience in. So we wanted to bring something like that to Mount Pleasant, and we thought that it would be the proper thing to do to bring it to your attention that it's going on. And you know, our goal moving forward is to have a formal partnership with the town and go about that in the right way. So just kind of letting you know that this is going on and exploring what that would look like. The program is happening. We have six companies currently in the space, and we technically haven't launched the program yet. What you have in front of you are a couple of slides from a website that have our mission statement. They have our group of mentors. We have six very accomplished mentors that have agreed to counsel the companies. And then we have some FAQs from our website and the companies themselves. All of our companies are tech. Five of the six are education tech companies, and the third is a app that connects service industry people with jobs in the service industry. So two of which are Mount Pleasant residents, and those two companies are based here in Mount Pleasant. Well, I guess they all technically are since they're in our space, but some are come from out of Mount Pleasant. Our goal is to grow these companies. We prepare them for investment. We prepare them as CEOs. These companies are past their friends and family fundraising round. They are looking at their next phase of investment. So they are legit. And the greatest thing about this program is we are working on a partnership with SCRA to sort of become a training ground for companies that would be invested in by that particular body. We have had conversations with VC funds about becoming part of the program. And so how we train these companies is by using the ideas from SCRA and VC funds. So what are they looking for when these companies walk in the door? Well, those are the resources we would put in front of these companies, and that's how we would train them so that when they hit the milestones that we would also keep track of, they're ready to walk in the door at SCRA, and they know they're at 401 company, so they're buttoned up, they're ready to go. And that's sort of the idea around the whole program. And definitely open for questions. One of the things that differentiates this program is there's no guarantee of investment. So in some programs, to be a part of it, you would have to give X percent equity in your company to be a part of it. That's not the case with us. These companies pay $150 per month for a dedicated desk where they can leave their monitors, and that is really the extent of their commitment to the program. We think that investment and things like that will happen naturally, but we don't have any hard, fast rules as far as that's concerned. We sort of think that that throttles these businesses before they have a chance to really spread their wings. And we provide them resources. We have in-house web development, which obviously is a huge cost for a startup business. We have contract law, accounting, marketing for these companies. Those are services they would have to pay for, but there are people that have the understanding that these are startups, and don't hammer them at the beginning. This is not the, don't kill your golden goose. Let it lay some eggs. And that's really the idea behind the program, is becoming a really safe space for startups to foster themselves and grow. And having people like Noah behind us is huge. So really just wanted to put that ball in y'all's court and let you know it's going on. And as we get 3 months, 6 months worth of track record, love to have you over to the space so you can see what we have going on. These guys, they're socially distanced. Their desks are spread out. We can hold about 7 companies in there at a time. And because the price is $150, they don't feel like they have to be there every day, but they can certainly use it for meetings and things like that. So that's the program.
Okay. Anyone like to, would anyone care to ask some questions?
I have one.
Yeah.
So when you say partner with the town, what goes on in your mind when you say that? Like what do we give you? What do you give us? How does that marriage look?
I think the easiest way to say it is a stamp of approval that this is going on. And I'm not quite sure of what it accomplishes that takes what off the town's plate, which is what I want to find out in the next 6 months. So the next time I come, I can say, hey, here's what we're doing to take off the town's plate. But really a stamp of approval that our goal is to keep these companies in Mount Pleasant, help, grow the workforce. These companies are growing and they will hire people, and we hope that will happen in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. So really just your knowledge that it's going on, and we'll keep you apprised of things that happen with it. And as easy as your logo on our website saying that this is something that you approve of is really what we're looking for. And as that relationship grows, we'll see where it goes. But that's what's in our heads right now.
So I did go and see the space and what's available, and the nuance is that if were said, but maybe just to clarify further, that some of the things that makes this one different, I know I have a daughter who started up a company, it's not a tech company, so it's not relevant to this, so there's no conflict there, but some of the things that they have available is for this very low rent, they have a place to work, but there are other people there who are experts at some of the very things you need, like website, these are things that are very expensive to do if you're having to go out and find someone. They also have things like CPAs, attorneys, et cetera, that they can call on at, I don't know if you want to say discounted rates, but competitive rates, isn't that correct?
Well, we would say that they're going to give these companies a lot of runway. They're mm-hmm. going to meet with them multiple times before they, maybe, I don't want to say lay the hammer, but, to start charging their rates. But they're high-quality services. These are for companies that are serious about moving forward, and so these are serious experts that would be helping them. And they're obviously welcome to go wherever for whatever need that they have, but we're going to offer them the best of the best, and eventually that costs what it costs. But, our application process is for serious companies, and that's really the idea of it. So, but no, they have to have the startup mindset to not really hammer these guys at the beginning. So
one of the things I think you mentioned you envisioned that sounds very plausible and also helpful for Mount Pleasant is that this incubator project would help spin off the companies that eventually go to other areas in the town, but especially our tech center that hopefully is going to be built. A lot of things have been put on hold with coronavirus, but I think they've been still moving forward with what they're doing, and be able to have these companies, as you say, stay in Mount Pleasant and have a valuable source of bringing jobs keeping jobs right here.
Sure, absolutely. They're, you know, when they get to the size of 5 to 10 employees, they're going to outgrow our space. We wouldn't have space for those types of companies, and we think that would be a perfect, you know, way for them to stay in Mount Pleasant with a, you know, a cool place like that would be a perfect landing spot for these companies.
So, from that viewpoint, either Mr. DeMora, Sims, is there something that, or even maybe Mr. Pagliarini, is there something when you look at like an approval, or I know we probably can't just endorse, but our logo showing up that we recognize that this is a company that's trying to do homegrown businesses here in Mount Pleasant, is there, what is possible?
I'll take it.
So right now, how we would typically go about that is through our Town Proud Certified Local Business Program. So it's a very simple application. You just fill out, you know, what you're doing, and if it's based here in Mount Pleasant, obviously they would qualify. Make sure that they've got an active business license, and we send over all of our logos and the Town Proud Certified seal. So they'll get a door decal, and then also the digital decals to use for their website, as well as being added to our online business directory, saying that these are certified local businesses that the town is proud to support.
Great.
Perfect.
Awesome. Good to know.
That's great.
And so from here, you don't need anything from us for that. It would just be they would apply.
Absolutely. We can connect them with the application. Like I said, it's a very simple online application, and it's run through Low Country Local First as the certifying agency. So we can definitely hook you up with that application.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
Now, another thing that I know I was asked was in regard to if they down the road want to do something that helps expand what they're offering and they do want to come to the town for help financially on anything, we have had groups that have done that, similar types of groups, but this one is different in the sense that there are certain things included up front in the way they represent themselves. What is the process for us being, I told them that one of the things we do with, and this is a finance committee issue, Mr. Chairman of Finance, so this is not finance committee, but that there's a process whereby if they can provide services that we as a town don't have to provide, that helps them in their scoring for things. How is something like this, how is it possible for them to know what they would be doing that we wouldn't have to do? Like if we're trying to grow organically jobs here in Mount Pleasant. That's probably it's an awkward question, but is there any thoughts on that?
I can take a crack at it unless you were ready. We have the community investment funding that goes through finance committee to council as part of our budget. And, you know, over the years, there's been various organizations that have qualified that council has supported through a direct allocation budgetarily. And this certainly, I don't think there's any question, this is a wonderful thing. And when it comes time for that, we do ask people to apply again, and on top of all the other things you have going on. But there's an application process, and then you consider it as part of the budget. And I think the application goes out in December?
Yes, sir.
December.
Mm-hmm.
So not long.
Okay, so it goes out in December. It needs to be in by when?
January 15th. 31st. That's right.
Okay. And then that would be considered as part of next year's community.
That's right.
Okay. Great for the
direct
budget.
Allocation.
So, yeah. Good to know.
Awesome. Great.
Is there anything else for the sake of this discussion? Yes, Mr. O'Rourke.
Maybe a question for Eric. It's interesting how today it's been brought up at the Finance Committee meeting that, you know, Blackbaud, Benefit Focus, ADT, you know, they all started here. And the interesting thing that you're doing that I like is you're incubating these businesses, and then it's like therapy. You know, you don't stay there forever. You know, you eventually get out and go on your own and become this great big business. I worry sometimes that we don't have the space. We don't have the areas here for that. Am I wrong? A. And B, if I'm not wrong, how can we secure adequate economic development space for these 6% businesses that we're trying to attract? Is any comment you can have on that?
I think so. We've believed for years now, well over a decade, about the importance of incubation. And actually, we tried it ourselves back in 2008, 2009, and we ended up partnering at the time, you know, with Patrick Bryan and Harbor Accelerator,
right,
and offered that kind of expertise that we simply couldn't provide to the process. And for years, we contributed funding towards it, much through the similar process I described earlier. We ran into two real problems together. And one was that finding space was tricky for once they started to grow and started to get to a situation where they were 8 to, I don't know, 15,
right,
20 people. Finding that middle range was very difficult. The other thing was, it was important to council at the time and staff that if we were going to be contributing money from the town's treasury, that a commitment be made by those businesses to stay in town for a certain period of time. Trouble is, we can't force that.
Right.
And in addition to that, they were leaving for a cheaper lease space in North Charleston or somewhere else.
Right.
And I think because of that, started losing appetite,
yeah,
for direct financial contribution.
Well, if I can throw in a few things on that. One is we did just address today in our Finance Committee meeting, bringing to council a change in our impact fees going forward. So it doesn't necessarily come into play with businesses that are just starting out, but once they get to that point where they need space that's larger, the technology campus certainly would help address some of this because there's going to be space there. And then the other thing is that we do have several corporate offices going up. I shouldn't say corporate offices, office buildings going up at Patriots Point. I don't know how much square footage. That's going to probably be pretty premium prices, I would think, just because it's waterfront. But we'll have to continue that discussion because that's a separate issue.
It's big.
It's very big because it actually is, yeah, because we want to make sure, you know, like if somebody like a Blackbaud had wanted to be here, they had to have a whole,
yeah,
campus. And that
and the
was
good thing is you've already been through this. So we just go back and continue the discussions of what made that person go to North Charleston? How do we fix that? I say North Charleston, wherever.
Yeah.
But
So I think the great thing I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
I think the great thing about this discussion is that y'all can see that our dilemma is we need to we love the idea of what you're doing. It's fantastic, and we want to partner with you, and that forum will help make that happen. We'd love to be able to think that you can also encourage businesses, and we'll have a dialogue before companies start to jump and go somewhere else. We do a lot now, where appropriate, for economic development packages when it involves a lot of jobs and things that could go anywhere else. So there's a lot of things in terms of keeping that dialogue open.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
great,
gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
good
it very
you
much.
Yes,
yeah, hopefully
you,
that was worthwhile for you. So our next item is an update on new businesses in the town year to date. So Ms. Sims, I imagine you're going to handle this for us.
I am. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I think it's this afternoon at this point. Almost. So the business license office pulled the numbers of our total new businesses that were licensed for this year. This includes both resident and non-resident businesses. And so we've compared them over the past couple fiscal years. Kind of off the cuff, it looks like we're doing all right. But the one note that we've included in here is that the numbers for 1920 also include the new short-term rental business licenses. For those numbers, we had 380 short-term rental business license issued. The interesting piece of that was that with our new short-term rental ordinance, you not only had to have the business license, but also the short-term rental permit to be able to operate. And only 191 of those 380 also pursued their short-term rental permit. So I explain that just because we may not see all of those short-term rental renewals for next year. In fact, we did not send anyone who did not also pull a permit to operate a short-term rental a renewal. They would need to do that.
Is it okay to jump in the middle before we go too far?
Sure, absolutely.
So on that, what you're saying is that of the 1460 through the end of the fiscal year, so these are fiscal year numbers, clearly, we're done with that fiscal year right now, just as last week. And if we take the 380 away, then we're looking at a number of 1,080, right? So we had 1,080 versus 1,395 versus 1,471 the year before.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
The data goes through the almost the end of the fiscal year, June 26.
Right, okay.
Yep. So this is just a month-by-month comparison over the past couple fiscal years, March through May, and it compares, again, both resident Mount Pleasant and non-Mount Pleasant-based businesses. And you can kind of see the differences that we're seeing, obviously seeing a dip really where I pay attention to like the 1920s, the 19 versus 20 comparison of about half in a lot of these areas, but certainly we're seeing dips in the non-Mount Pleasant businesses as folks may not be traveling here and working in town. And on a later slide, I'll show you the construction numbers in particular are where we're seeing some of that decrease, and that could be where we're seeing some non-Mount Pleasant-based businesses that are coming in and pulling permits to do work, where we're seeing those decreases. So this is the month-by-month, three-year comparison, March through May by rate class. And again, this is where I was just speaking. You can see those construction numbers across the bottom, you know, 127, 122, down to 66. So pretty much in every rate class, except for maybe the top one, the gas stations, grocery, nursing care facilities, we're seeing decreases. Obviously, class one seemed to hold pretty steady. But that just gives you a breakdown of where across the industries we're seeing the numbers. Give you a moment to digest all that information.
So you did March through May specifically so that we'd see the most recent as to the way the virus affected it, or what was the what?
I have to defer to Marcy as to those numbers.
At the time, we didn't have June, so we went through May. And yes, this is recognizing the impact during these time of the pandemic.
And so because we stuck with that particular time period, we know that most of the impact was from that. That was the number one reason. Okay.
But again, the numbers at the beginning were the year-to-date comparisons.
Do you have the same thing available for the whole year, so that we can see like impact fees and things like that and how that?
No? I do not have
okay,
that information.
Okay, that's okay. We'll do that another time.
But I think, Madam Chair, in general, things were racing along at a very high level in terms of new businesses, in terms of impact fee money. I mean, it was as robust as we've ever seen in our history.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we also had like less than 2% unemployment.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you.
That's all the information that I have, but happy to take any additional questions.
Does anybody have, yeah. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. All right. I just wondered, and it's not on our agenda, so I'm not going to say something I'm not supposed to, but I just want to see in regard to businesses and the impact, is there something that we should be having you prepare for next week's council meeting? Because I know we're going to be bringing up impact fees at the council meeting based on the finance committee.
Yeah, we have the impact fee from finance, but that's all that I know of.
Yeah.
For full council.
I'm just wondering if we should have you do something that does show the full year over year for the 3 years. Just for the sake of anything that you can think of that will help make that point, because right now we really need to encourage businesses, that's for sure.
I see.
So. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Sims. We appreciate it. So if there's no other discussion on any of that, then the last item is to adjourn. Thank you so much. Everyone have a good day. We're adjourned.
Good meeting.
Thank you. I don't know what you're doing.